This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is co-leading a coalition of 16 attorneys general. They're filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, the department last year threatened to defund fair housing programs in Illinois and other states unless those states stop enforcing guidelines to prevent housing discrimination. Here's Raoul.
These actions are part of a broader, ongoing pattern by this administration to subvert the legal protections our country has put in place to combat discrimination and to tear down the hard-fought progress we have made for civil rights.
The lawsuit alleges the department's actions are unconstitutional and could make it more expensive for states to enforce fair housing laws. The Chicago area tonight will continue to see scattered flurries and strong winds. The National Weather Service says this could cause blowing snow and reduced visibility, especially in the northwest suburbs. It also says wind chills are going to drop below zero tonight and through tomorrow morning. Ricky Castro is a meteorologist with the Weather Service.
As we're transitioning to spring, there's still cold air. It's just less common to have it this magnitude of cold this deep in the month, but it's still not unheard of to have really cold conditions like this.
Castro also says there may be more snow late on Tuesday night with accumulations up to an inch. And after that, Wednesday could see a warming trend with highs in the 40s. By Friday, we might be in the 60s. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says Midwest Generation's plan to clean up a coal ash dump does not meet state standards. Midwest Generation is a former coal plant operator and had a permit denied to clean up its dump site in Joliet. Coal ash is the toxic byproduct that comes from burning coal to generate electricity. Illinois has over 70 coal ash dumps, and many are reportedly contaminating groundwater. The state finalized rules in 2021 to address coal ash remediation, but it currently faces a backlog in issuing cleanup permits. The Illinois men's basketball team is a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. It gets underway later this week. The Illini will match up with Ivy League champion Penn on Thursday in the round of 64. Even with the Illini being a lock for the tournament, head coach Brad Underwood says it's still surreal to be part of March Madness.
Hearing your name called, you get emotional. You know what all the hard work has done to pay off, and the long grind of a stressful, challenging season. All the fruits of that come out when you hear your name called.
The Illini hope this single elimination tournament will go better than the Big Ten tournament did. The Illini were knocked out by Wisconsin in their very first game. You're listening to The Rundown. Tony Preckwinkle is running in the Democratic primary for a 5th term as Cook County Board President. She's had this job for 16 years and also heads the powerful Cook County Democratic Party. But she's getting some stiff competition from Chicago alderperson Brendan Riley. My colleague Kristen Schorsch has the story.
During a recent debate on Fox 32, Preckwinkle and Riley show voters just how different they are. Riley hammered Preckwinkle about an upgrade to the county's property tax system that's been delayed for years. Property tax bills went out late. School districts that rely on that tax revenue had to take out loans with interest. Preckwinkle says the upgrade is done, but Riley doesn't buy it.
There are still mistakes as we speak, and so this idea that the problem's been solved, no one's believing that.
Preckwinkle pivots. She touts how she's never raised Cook County's share of property taxes, how the county's budget is balanced, unlike Chicago's financial mess. Riley has been on the city council representing downtown for 19 years.
He championed a budget that raised taxes.
Didn't champion
for
the budget.
You champion,
I voted for it. I voted for it.
Fine, you were
because,
one of the champions
because
of the
your
budget
protege,
that passed,
Brandon
passed
Johnson.
Preckwinkle is referring to how Riley recently joined a group of aldermen who defied Mayor Johnson. They muscled through a city budget with a host of tax hikes. Johnson is a former county commissioner who Preckwinkle backed for mayor.
We had to make history.
About the city of Chicago, why don't you run for mayor?
You know what?
This is a county race.
Preckwinkle is progressive, while Riley is one of the more conservative Democrats on the city council. I'm going to take you through a few of the biggest issues facing Cook County and what both of these candidates say about them. One is immigration enforcement under President Trump. Preckwinkle tells WBEZ she's the best person to stand up to Trump and that Riley hasn't spoken out.
When all the terrible things were happening here in Cook County, in our communities, in Broadview, he had nothing to say, not a peep out of him.
As federal agents detained people off the street and tear-gassed protesters last fall, Preckwinkle banned ICE from using county-owned properties, like courthouses and parking lots. She calls out Riley for supporting a controversial measure that would have created carve-outs in Chicago's sanctuary law. For example, the city doesn't allow its police officers to help federal immigration agents. But Riley supported making exceptions for violent felons. That proposal failed. Now in the campaign trail, Riley has been speaking out against Trump's ICE.
What we're seeing play out with ICE here in Chicago and in Minneapolis and around the country is disgusting and difficult to watch. And it's clear the Trump administration is doing all they can to test every legal boundary they can.
When Riley's alleged silence came up at the Fox 32 debate, he held up a picture of him and Preckwinkle standing behind Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker at a rally protesting Trump.
Tony has selective memory.
So the two of you are standing behind Governor Pritzker.
Literally 8 feet apart from one another at the Chicago No Kings rally.
He stood up at the No Kings rally, but he didn't say anything. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
No,
he hasn't spoken up.
Here's another issue facing the county. How to handle losing an estimated nearly $300 million a year. That's mostly based on people losing health insurance amid federal changes. The county has a big public health system. Patients could still show up for medical care, but now they might not be able to pay for it. Riley says the county should have planned for these losses earlier.
You don't wait for federal cuts to happen. You build a firewall before they hit.
Preckwinkle says she's done that. She set aside millions of dollars in reserves, and the county health system has cut expenses. The primary is Tuesday. Whoever wins would likely win the general election in November. There is no Republican candidate for county board president. Michael Murphy is running as a Libertarian. Kristen Schorsch, WBEC News.
Weather, a blustery, cold day with a high in the mid-20s, and then tonight, blustery, some snow, and patchy blowing snow with a low in the teens, and Tuesday, sunny and cold, maybe some more snow, high in the mid-20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.